Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are in 31 days of prayer, and I'm so happy to be able to share this time, this day, this dispensation, this season, this wonderful realm of God's glory here on earth with you in Jesus' name. You know, God is just moving us right on along according to His divine agenda. And that's the reason why we're here tonight. And by the way, we're on day 21. We have 10 more days to go. Now, please understand something. When I say we have 10 more days to go, that don't mean after 10 days we're going to stop praying corporately or in agreement with one another. Please don't get that in your mind. Don't allow the enemy to try to feed your spirit that lie that we can calm down. No. See, this is something that should be normal for the remnant. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? But for believers, prayer, consistent prayer, prayer incessantly, prayer without stopping, without fainting, without growing weary, without getting lazy. God is talking to all of us. Amen. Is the norm for the believer who is chasing after God. Amen. There are many who believe, but how many of us are really endeavoring to go wholeheartedly after God? Hallelujah. And so that's why I believe God has placed this ministry here, to challenge each and every one of us to go beyond what we feel is the bare minimum, because we can never give enough to the Lord for all of His goodness and for all of His kindness and just His mercy and His grace and patience with us. Hallelujah. The least that we can do is what? Give Him our bodies. Amen. And do what He say. Hallelujah. Now, when He gives us commandments like pray without ceasing and then also always pray and not to faint, He's not saying these things because He's trying to keep something from us, or He's trying to be mean, or He's trying to be harsh. Or no, it's not about that. He's trying to keep blessing in our lives. Amen. And trying to keep us away from the evil of this world and the wicked one. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And He wants us to experience the pleasure, Kobo Shandarababasi, that is at His right hand forevermore, which is in His presence. Come on, the fullness of joy. Hallelujah to God tonight. Amen. And so after these 31 days are over, I pray that you will have received a spiritual push, a thrust, if you will, a spur, and a challenge to keep going after God, in your own prayer life. Come on here, that God will bless your prayer life, that He will take you to dimensions unknown. Hallelujah to Jesus tonight. And for those of you who have not gotten a copy of Gateway to Glory, I want to encourage you to get a copy, not because Sister Page wrote it, because the Holy Spirit commanded me to release this word through this book, the second edition. Hallelujah, the latest one that just came out, amen, a few months ago, to instruct the body of Christ in a specific and strategic manner concerning prayer, spiritual warfare, and intercession. Hallelujah. And I'm getting feedback, to God be the glory, about how God is touching the lives of people in their prayer lives, in their walks with the Lord. I don't know what to say, except to God be all the glory. Shanda da bo bo ho. To God be all the glory. I want to encourage you, amen, if you have not gotten your copy, go to www.mgpage.net, amen, and order your copy. And listen, if you find that, what's the page, I really can't get it right now, whatever, listen, God will make the way. You inbox me. That's how serious I am about you having a copy of this book. This is not about sales for me. Do you understand? Hallelujah. It's a blessing amen, whereby the Lord will bless us to receive financial blessing to help support the ministry and keep moving along as far as the writing ministry is concerned and radio and other things that he's given Sister Paige to do, to God be the glory. But it's not, listen, it's really not that serious. And when I say that, I mean, I'm not hung on, you can't have no book if you don't have no. No. We have sown, amen, to make sure that the word gets out. So, amen, I just want to encourage you to do that. Be diligent in your prayer closets, people of God, because time is winding up. The way it may seem to be a little calm right now, I promise you and I can guarantee it according to the word of God, the devil is brewing and God is going to allow him to be unleashed in just a minute, even in this nation. Hallelujah! Because America has to wake up. Of course, my God, how many times does the alarm have to go up, bam, 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 and we press and snooze as a nation? That's exactly what we're doing. Many of us, as a body of Christ too, just pressing the snooze button. Oh, my God. But ready or not, you better be ready to war. I said, you better bear arms. You better know that you are armed with the whole arm of God. You better make sure you have the weapons of your warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds packed up in your arsenal. Ready to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why we're here. God is trying to prepare us, amen, to walk in another dimension of faith. Yes, he is. Another dimension of power. Commitment. Come on here. Conviction, intimacy, consecration, and miracles. Y'all don't want to have no church. Woo! But whosoever will, let him come. Let him come on. Hallelujah. God is waiting to bless your life. He's waiting to bless your life, I said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. We're going to read this a little something, all right? Amen. We want to get into this a little bit. Glory to God so that he can do what he needs to do in us, for us, through us, and to us, blessing us and making us blessings. Isn't that right? Amen. We want to be a blessing as well as be blessed. Amen. That's what we want to do. God put us here not to just sit here and mark time and take up the pew and come on here, take up space. Uh-uh. We have to release the power of God, the light of God, the love of God. That's why he has us here. Amen. 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 Glory to God. And you'll find that as you submit yourself and yield yourself to his agenda, woo-hoo, your plans will be in the garbage child. You won't even want it. Do y'all hear what I'm trying to say to you tonight? When you really get to taste and see what God has for you, you listen, your plans, Lord, you mean to tell me you had all of this in store for me, my peace of mind, another level of divine health and blessing, and all this time I've been sitting and trying to get my stuff done? Oh, my God. Listen, what did Apostle Paul say? Those things that I thought were accomplishments, those felt were important, I count them but as dung. Oh, you know what that means, right? It's garbage. It's worse than garbage. It's doo-doo. Oh, worth nothing. It's a mess. Nothing productive in it for me. Now the Christ has found me, and I've been apprehended. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Glory to God. Remind me of those fishermen, James and John, when they were, amen, out there, Peter and John, I'm sorry, when they were out there fishing with working their father's fishing business, when Jesus said, come and drop your nets and follow me, listen, they had to see something. They dropped them nets and they left straightway. Bye, Daddy. We got to walk, shikabu, to do the king. It's calling. That's what I need to say to somebody tonight. The king is calling. Glory to God. He's calling you, and he has been calling you for quite some time to come up. To not settle, to not be complacent in your walk with him. Don't be satisfied with yesterday's manner. Oh, my God. He has so much more. Another glory. Yes, Lord, that he wants to show you, that he wants you to walk in. More of him that he wants you to experience. More love he wants to pour in you. Oh, my God. I wish somebody would get happy about that. Glory to God. Amen. Psalm 103, let's go. We're going to start at verse 1, okay? Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Sometimes you got to speak to your soul. Soul, I know you may feel overwhelmed, meaning your mind and your emotions, your intellect, your mental state. You got to speak to that. You got to speak to that. Bless the Lord. Things may not seem like it's lining up the way it should, but bless the Lord. You may feel a little lonely and like you're walking by yourself and nobody understands you. Hallelujah. But bless the Lord. You listen, you may feel many times like you're in this battle. Hallelujah. The battle for your very life by yourself. Every seemingly safe place that you thought you could lay your head down in, you found to be a potential hazard because God is shifting you. And you don't quite understand. So your soul may be feeling a little weary. You got to command your soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless him. Praise him. Give him honor. Thank him. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Woo! Everything that's within me, every facet of my being. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, all my strength, all my heart, all my might. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Bless him. Bless him. Bless his name. His name alone is power. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord ought to be blessed. Shame on us for using God's name and using curse words along. Come on here. Yeah, I know what I'm trying to say. I'm not talking to you all that has been delivered. I'm saying for those of us that still say certain things, we ain't got no business. Hallelujah. Even swearing. Using God's name. His name. Wrong. Amen. In Jesus' name, we ought to bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless his name. Holy is his name. Amen. A name not to be played with. All right. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. He says it again. David is saying this, and forget not all his benefits. You may be feeling a little low, or you may feel discouraged, but you got to look back and let the record show. Oh, don't forget about his benefits. It's too many to name right now. Because shall we just look at Calvary for a minute? Everything you need that pertains to godliness here in this earth, hallelujah, is in Calvary. My, oh yes, everything that we need that pertains to this life and godliness, hallelujah, is in Jesus. He gave us everything we needed. Hallelujah. He walked this earth, left us an example on how to live, then had the Holy Spirit give his word, give the word of God to the apostles and give us what we need, instruction. Hallelujah. Even as he was on Calvary, before he left this earth, he left instruction. He left a template to those last seven words, didn't he? Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Amen. And then he took captivity captive, took all of us. Y'all don't want to have church. Our iniquities, our transgressions, our sins, our filthiness, our illnesses, all of our diseases, and nailed it, hushable, to Calvary. Oh, gave us victory over death, hell, and the grave. And not only did he save us from death, hell, and destruction, but he gave us a promise for our seed and our posterity. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Then he gave us power, my God, to impart the same to others. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He baptized in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, go and make disciples. Glory to God. Then he gave us signs and wonders. Oh, we are daily loaded, daily loaded, daily loaded with benefits every morning. When he blesses us again of a brand new mercy. Yes, sir. Bless the Lord, I said. Come on, tell yourself, bless him. He's worthy. You didn't know how you might have gotten gas in your car this week. The needle ain't moved. Somebody know what I'm saying here. Hallelujah.
Boxers have told you one thing, and they still scratching their head wondering, why are you still here? Prospering in good health. Oh, don't forget his benefit. Could have left you by the wayside. Woo, he could have left you for losing in your own blood. Come on here. But he didn't do it. Love wouldn't let him do it. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Don't forget his benefits, all right? Look at what he does. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. What you worried about? I said, what you worried about? I don't care if they don't have a pillow put with it. Jesus, come on, son of the Bible. Is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord thy God, who healed thee. Period. With his stripes, we were healed. Son of the Bible. Get up the loins of your mind tonight. Come on up out of that pit. Rest for cold. Of my kids, and I don't know it. Lord, Lord, I hope. His word is true. Son of a baha. And part of engaging in warfare, you got to grab that word and stand on it with all of your might. Yes. Come on. He is reliable. He's proven it. Don't forget that. All right, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Whew. How many of you have faced death in the face? I mean, confronted the death angel. My God, car accidents or looking down the barrel of a gun and the gun got jammed or stray bullets. Come on up in here tonight. Ow! You were supposed to be on that plane on 9/11, but you overslept. Y'all don't come on here. Ow! Don't forget about his goodness. And his mercy, oh, his compassion, his great love wherewith he have loved us. Oh, my. What does he do? He crowns thee, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He crowns you with it. That crown, think about the crown for a moment. You know, it's like an ornament, if you will, like an accessory. Ladies, come on here. Hallelujah. Y'all don't be like dainty things, glittery and sparkly things. Amen. A crown, even for a man, represents authority and power. Glory to God. He crowns. He puts his approval. Oh, God. He puts his stamp, his sign, his signet, if you will, by crowning you with loving kindness and tender mercy. It don't matter who don't like it. If God crowned you, nobody can take your crown. Hallelujah. He crowned you with loving kindness. Ooh, his banner over me is love. How about you? Yes, if he's crowned us with loving kindness, my God, we ought to be walking in that love. Amen. Endeavoring to just drink it up, if you will. Amen. To soak in it. In him, the love of God, right? Amen. Crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Let me say that one more time. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. What you worried about? You know, I hate when I hear, especially younger people, especially my little boogers here, God bless their hearts, they're all grown now, just about. But they say, oh, well, once you turn 30 or 40, I don't know what demon told you that, but he lied. The devil is a liar. Every day, we are growing more blessed and more graceful. Come on here. Our youth is being renewed like the eagles. Every day. That's what God said. I don't care what nobody else say about it. Hallelujah. If God said it, that's it. Amen. Look at all these things, all these benefits that he has given unto us. Hallelujah. Renewed like the eagles. Can we talk about the eagles just for a moment, then we can pray? Listen, for our strength to be renewed like the eagles, listen, eagles are strong birds. They ain't no weak bird. Amen. Hallelujah. They're not cluck, 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 cluck. They soar way above fear. Oh, ho, ho. They soar bearing great weight. They're able to soar in the worst of weather conditions. And glide right on through. We have strengths renewed like that. We have youth renewed like that. People wonder, how, my God, how are you able to keep on going? And listen, God has renewed my youth. Pray, this is what he does. But I got to believe it, and I have to receive it, and I have to walk like it. Come on here. I have to couple my faith with works, which means there's some things that I have to do. Come on up in here tonight in order to respect God's commandment in giving him our body. Is that all right? Yes, it matters. Mm-hmm. He gave us his word for a reason. Amen. Amen. This is our blueprint. Amen. Our manual. All right? So we want to think about that as we get ready to pray. We want to pray about how we just thank God for his strength to press beyond feeling and giving him praise. This is another dimension of faith, need I remind you, that God is calling us to, where he says, all or nothing. Listen, if all you have is the size of a grain of mustard seed, give me all of that. Do you hear the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen. If all you have is the widow's mite, I want all of it. Don't you try to spare nothing. Give me everything. All of your heart, your mind, and your soul, your might. Give it to me. Kashitiyamansi. Oh, God. Little is much in the hand of the master. You may say, Lord, I don't have a lot of stuff going on for me, but here's my heart. Give it to me. What the Holy Ghost wants. Give him the gift of your heart. Hallelujah. You know what I'm thinking about right now? We're really going to pray now. That little drummer boy, I like that song. I love that song since I was a little girl. Come, they told me, rum pum 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 pum. I like the part when he says, I really don't have a gift to bring. Oh, ba ba ba, sha ta ba ba. Oh, God. But he says, shall I play for you? Koshandi yo ba bo ho. I got to give you something. Oh, I feel God tonight. Oh, whatever I have, Jesus, is yours. I'm yours, Lord. If you can take something and do it, do something with this life. Here I am, use me. Get glory in me. Have your eye in me. Oh, bless the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, thanking you for your word. Thank you for being so precious to us. Father, we use that word so much down here. Precious, 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 but you are the precious one. Hallelujah, we give your name glory. We honor you and praise you tonight for another opportunity to come before your throne of finishing some things concerning us. My God, yes, you are. The good work that you have begun, you're working even more so now, accelerating your word on our behalf and in us, working on us from the inside out. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Father, we want to thank you for releasing strength upon our lives tonight. Hallelujah. My God, for giving us another push, a press, a thunder, renewal and refreshing to press into your divine glory. Hallelujah. By faith in your word, by faith in your promises. Oh, God, we have a testimony. We can look back over the books and see you have been faithful. Your track record is good with us. Thunder, the bokosh, mantia, shava. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we remember you tonight. We remember your benefits. And we take authority right now over our soulish realms. In the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to our mind. And we command the mind of Christ. Father, we speak to our emotions. And we decree and declare we shall not be moved. By fickle fleshly feelings. But we are subject to your Holy Ghost. We are subject to your word. We are subject to your voice. We are subject to your glory. Yes, Lord. We submit ourselves to your command and to your authority in spite of feeling. We thank you for the strength and courage and press to do it in the name of Jesus. We're reminded, oh God, that we are to command our souls, hallelujah, to come into subjection to your perfect will and your plan, your divine agenda, hallelujah, and your pleasure in the name of, even right now, for each and every one who has experienced the refreshing of your wind of change. Yes, my God, that is blowing right now. Father, we thank you for releasing the wind of change. Woo, and transition right now. Father, someone has been down, deeply down in their spirits, my God. Father, somebody has been down, way down in despair and hopelessness, weary in their well-doing, discouraged and downtrodden. I thank you that the shift has already taken place in their lives right now. Their emotions are healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that heartbreak and disappointment and past pains and torments of the past have no power over their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for overturning, yes, my Lord, Father, depression and eradicating every ill feeling of the enemy in the name of Jesus that will cause oppression in any way, shape, or form. We plead the blood of Jesus against mental illness, every lie of the devil. Trying to tell the people, my God, that their lives don't mean anything. I speak to those right now who have confessed, my God, in our hearing, that they have been battling depression. Father, I speak healing and wholeness. How? Deliverance. Right now, every cycle be broken, every chain and fetter. Broken every weapon that has been formed, be ground to powder in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of bondage be destroyed by the release of God's anointing. That destroys every yoke. We plead the blood of Jesus against the device and tactic of loneliness. Isolation, every thought of suicide, we cast you tonight in the name of Jesus. You shall live and you shall not die. I command your soul to come up. I command your soul to rise up. Arise and shine, for your life has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Come out of the darkness. Shake yourself out of the dust. Lift your hands to your mighty God, who has not forgotten about you. Don't forget about his benefits. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Messiah, you have not brought us this far, Father, to leave us now. And for that we praise you. For that we give you honor. You are and continue to be and always will be faithful to us. You're so wonderful, Lord. You are so awesome. Father, I thank you for doing it in the bloodline tonight. Thank you for doing it in the bloodline. Healing souls, binding up wounds tonight. In the bloodline, I thank you that the bloodline has been drawn with your people. The bloodline has been drawn. Generational curses no longer hold them bound, neither will it hold their seed bound. We will not be moved by what we see and hear in the natural. We speak your word of blessing to our souls. We speak your word of blessing to our minds, to our bodies, to our households, to our families, to the souls we are assigned to pray for, to the nations. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Forget not his benefits. He heals your diseases. Hallelujah. Delivers your life from destruction. We release that word all over this land, in every place. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, we thank you for this time. Bless your precious people in the name of Jesus. We seal this prayer with your precious blood, and thank you for the seal of thy Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, that's my time for now. Listen, I'll be back here tomorrow night if it be the Lord's will, and he says the same. 22 days of prayer will start tomorrow, 6:30, same time, same station. I love you guys. Stay encouraged. Bless the Lord. Bye-bye.